702. Call us on 011-883-0702.
011-883-0702. But first, let's hear from Thabiso Goba, EWN reporter, who's been our eyes and our ears in that side of town in Hammanskraal, following this story very closely. Thabiso, thanks for making time to speak to us this evening. Welcome. I hope you're good.
Good evening, Thabo. I'm good. Thank you.
Give us a bit of a picture, Thabiso, about this issue. You've been reporting on this cholera matter in Hammanskraal. What is the picture right now and what is the latest?
Well, I think the most important thing, Thabo, is that so it's been a couple of weeks since people started dying, but we still don't know where the source of the cholera outbreak is. Now, that's obviously very important because, obviously, the authorities do know the source, they are able to contain it. Now, I can tell you that the Tshwane municipality's water sources, so I'm talking about the treatment plants, the water purification systems, the hydrants, and the schools have been tested, and they haven't found any traces of cholera. So, more testing is also being done. So you understand that the area of Hammanskraal, because obviously it has had issues of water contamination for a number of years. So a lot of its drinkable water, water for human consumption, has been provided by water tankers. And these are outsourced water tankers, so they do not belong to the municipality. So that is where we are now, where the municipality is testing these outsourced water tankers, actually just finding out where exactly do they get the water, and if their tanks are actually clean, and if they have any traces of cholera. So that's where we are at the moment, Thabo.
Thabiso, I understand. I mean, obviously, this issue has been going on for long. It's not new at all. For months, years, people of Hammanskraal have been complaining about this. It appears as though at times we have been deaf to their cries, generally as South Africans. What is the mood in the township? Says I understand that there was supposed to be a shutdown today and it didn't go well. But generally, what do you hear as you put your ear on the ground that side?
Well, it is a typical South African story. The Minister of Water and Sanitation, Mr. Senzo Mthunu, was speaking today, and he said this issue of the water crisis in Hammanskraal goes back to 2004, when it was first raised that the Rooival wastewater treatment plant wasn't functioning properly and wasn't in line with the growing population of the area of Pretoria North. But obviously, successive administrations in the Tshwane municipality have not acted on it. And it only took, the deaths of 22 people for actually the provincial, local, and national governments to actually act. And that's literally what the mood is, Thabo, in Hammanskraal, where the people are saying, why did it have to take, 22 people dying for the municipality to actually act? We've had this issue for years. We've been raising it for years. We've been getting sick, for years, but no one has actually cared. And, Thabo, people are actually scared. They're actually scared to drink water. They're actually scared, to even touch the water. Mm. And as you understand, that Hammanskraal is not a particularly rich area. I think most of the population, they
sure.
are poor,
too, yeah, yeah.
with middle class. We've spoken to families, Thabo, who've lost loved ones
yeah.
to this cholera outbreak, and we've asked them, are you still drinking the water?
Mm.
And they're saying yes, because I can't afford to buy a bottle of water. So that's the situation right now
yeah.
In Hammanskraal.
And a heartbreaking situation where people they drink water knowingly simply because there aren't other alternatives available to them. They're so poor, they cannot afford to go and buy water. Despite these dangers, despite people dying around them, they would rather just have a drink of that very contaminated water simply because there's no other option. This speaks to the issue of leadership, Thabiso. And obviously, there was a massive tender over 250 million rand. Part of it was supposed to service the Rooival. To what extent is the municipality taking responsibility for the this, other than just the blame game that has been happening?
Well, I think, you know, because, you know, Thabo, you know the situation. We've had three mayors just this year alone. And, you know, we're not even, it's May, and we already had three mayors.
Yeah.
So there's been successive administration changes over the past couple of years. So there is a bit of finger pointing within the municipality. But as I said, you know, this issue goes back to 2004.
Yeah.
So with the Rooival Wastewater Treatment Plant, so this is a plant that supplies water indirectly to the area of Hammanskraal. So as you said, in 2019, there was a tender to upgrade and refurbish the Rooival Wastewater Treatment Plant. However, these three companies that were awarded this contract, they only did about 60% of the work. And they left it at that. So the municipality is taking court action against them. But however, the municipality is has committed about 150 million rand in the next financial year, which starts in June, to complete the phase one of the project. Now, the phase two of the project, which is the bigger part, cost about 2.5 billion rand. So the municipality doesn't have that money. The Tony municipality is very cash strapped. However, I will say that, Thabo, tomorrow, the Minister of Water and Sanitation is having a joint media briefing with the Mayor of Tshwane, and we are expecting that the national government will foot some of the bill of the 2.5 billion that we're talking about.
To bring the picture closer home and to describe it a little bit clearer, that it's not just another news story, it's not just an item on a news diary. People of Hammanskraal, they say, Thabiso, that when you open the taps that side, and perhaps you've also seen it because you've been that side, the water is brown. And one of the callers that we've had a couple of days ago called in to say that at times you'd open the tap and there would be excrement that comes out of the tap, and these are some of the things that are not often reported on. And when the cameras go away, when the microphones leave, when the journalist notepads exit the place, they are left with serious issues nonetheless that continue to bedevil that place. How is it that the mayor of the city of Tshwane currently can decisively, perhaps not just him, but all other political parties, political entities, pull together? We saw that Gift of the Givers was there. What is needed on the ground in your opinion, Thabiso, as you've been there? What can be done? Someone listening to us right now, what is it that they can do to assist?
Well, I just want to start with a little bit of an anecdote.
Sure.
So we spoke to someone today called Rose Masimbuko.
Yeah.
So she'd just been discharged from the Jubilee Hospital in Hammanskraal, where she was being treated for cholera. And she said something that, you know, I just got home and there's no electricity. You know, I'm supposed to drink water, but I can't even boil it because, you know, they have to boil all the water now they get. And she said, you know, I don't have electricity. I don't have water. So that's just, and this is not just your normal load shedding. You know, there's a number of issues that leads to Hammanskraal having prolonged water outages. Outside of load shedding. So that's just how dire the situation is. So it's not just a matter of just fixing the water, but it's also about fixing service delivery. You know, there's issues of dumping at water sites. You know, so also that needs to be fixed. So it's quite, you know, it's not just an issue, as I said, it's not just an issue of water, but it looks like, you know, an all-encompassing issue about, you know, the failure of local government in Hammanskraal.
Yeah. And that is quite unfortunate. So tomorrow, the minister will be chatting, as you said, Thabiso, and perhaps national government might have some intervention plan in place.
Yes, it is 100%. We are expecting that we'll get a clear plan. So for now, the short-term strategy, obviously, is to make sure that the people of Hammanskraal get clean water back. It's another issue to make them the people trust that the water is safe again. But that is the short-term strategy. But obviously, the long-term strategy is to make sure that the Rooival Wastewater Treatment Plant is going to be fixed. And that requires a lot of money. It's about 3 billion rand. So we are going to be putting questions to actually find out what are the timelines and when can people of Hammanskraal actually expect to have safe drinking water again.
Thabiso, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it at short notice to speak to us, and keep us informed. All the best to you.